October 26th, Jesus says, one of the things which ought to be examined by those who judge your case with too little faith and too much humanity, which rationalism renders hostile and incredulous towards the wonderful works of God, is the different tones of my communications. It ought to be a probative factor. But, since nothing is more blinding than incredulity, nothing alters divine reality more than the spirit of the world, this will be a barrier before which, those unable to spread their sails on the open sea of faith in God, and prefer to remain close to land, in the shallows of their rational science, and spiritual aridity will come to a halt. They will say that, whereas, one of the tones is solemn, and hieratic, impregnated, with what is assigned, the other is more modest, and more human and more modern. What seems to them to be a pretext on your part, is instead the undeniable proof of your sincerity. I speak to all as king and master, but to you, little beloved and little disciple, I speak more as a spouse and brother than as a king and master. Indeed, royalty disappears with you, because I am not speaking for you from the height of a throne, but come down to take you in my arms and teach you, for I am a master, speaking to you of love. It is not two persons who speak, and, above all, it is not you that create the two voices. There is one who speaks. I am he. I, God, King, and Master of men, I who have chosen you for my love, I, your spouse.